Don't touch that dial. Listen to Blondie. Now, Special Service takes you soldiers, sailors, and Marines for a visit with the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Come on in and say hello to Blondie, Dagwood, and the rest of the Bumstead household. It's been a hard day at the office for Dagwood, though to soothe his shattered nerves when he came home, he dove into a nice hot bath. He's in a tub full of suds right now, suds clear up to his ears.
Hey, Alexander.
What are you doing, Pop? Taking a bath?
No, I'm playing polo.
Come on in, Albert. It's all right. He's only taking a bath.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Bumstead.
What's the big idea? Can't you see I'm taking a bath?
Gee, Alexander, I should have brought over my toy submarine.
Yeah, the last time you left your submarine in the tub, I got torpedoed. Now, go on, get out of here. I want to take my bath alone.
Oh, come on, Alvin. My pop is very bashful.
I'm not bashful. I just don't like to take a bath in front of a stranger.
But, Mr. Bumstead, you know me.
Yeah, I've known you ever since you were born, Alvin Fuddle, and you're still a stranger. Now, go on, get out of here.
After you get through with your bath, we'd like to talk to you about something very important, Pop.
Oh, I know it.
We're going to start a newspaper.
Yeah, but now, it's a newspaper.
We'll give you the full details after you get clean.
Okay. Just leave me alone now, please.
Okay, Pop. Come on, Alvin.
Someday I'm going to fix that lock on that bathroom door.
Oh, Pop.
What now?
Don't forget to wash behind your ears.
Well, boys, now we'll listen to your idea about starting a newspaper.
Yeah, well, what's it all about?
That's all. Alvin and I traded around until we got a little printing press. Now we're practically ready to start.
There's just one more thing we need.
What's that, Alvin?
Money. Yeah. Lots of it.
Well, you've come to the wrong place. We certainly don't have lots of money. What do you need all this money for?
For our salaries.
Sounds as though this newspaper is going to show a profit before it even gets started.
That's the idea, Mom. We need someone to back the paper. You know, someone to be an angel.
Oh, yes, I've heard the expression.
Yeah, I think it means the same thing as a sucker.
You catch on, Mr. Bumstead.
You better let me do the talking, Alvin. You see, Mom and Pop, we've got to buy paper and pay the editors and reporters and the typesetters and the delivery boys.
Yeah, who are all those people?
They're us.
Sounds like you boys have figured out a neat little swindle.
Yeah, we like it, Mr. Bumstead.
We want you to put in some dough and become a silent partner.
What's the silent partner do, huh?
Well, he puts in the dough and doesn't say anything.
Oh, is that all?
That's enough. What do you think about it, Dagwood? You're the head of the house.
Yeah, but that's just an honorary title. Really mean a thing. Well, what do you think, honey?
Well,
it'd be very educational, Mom.
Well, how much money do you need?
About $5.
That's a little too educational.
Yeah.
Suppose we compromise for 50 cents.
All right. Give Alexander the money, Douglas.
What? Oh, well, okay.
We'll make you the publisher, Pop.
No. You don't need to do that.
We've got to have a publisher.
You do, huh? What for?
Well, Mr. Bumpster, just in case someone sues us for libel.
Oh, Mom! I'm home for lunch.
We are hard at school, though, this morning.
Okay, but those problems Pop helped me with last night were all wrong.
Oh, that's too bad, Alexander, but you should have done them yourself.
I couldn't. Pop insisted on helping. And if he keeps on insisting all year, I'm going to flunk out.
Well, I'll speak to him about it. I'll ask him not to be so helpful.
Say, Mom.
Yes?
Alvin and Fuddle and I were talking about our newspaper. We'd like to print one of your recipes in it.
Well, that's very nice of you.
The one for pineapple upside down cake.
Oh?
But before you give us the recipe, you'd better bake one so we can sample it and make sure it works.
Oh, I see. Well, it works all right.
Well, if I were you, I'd try it out anyway.
We'll see. What are you going to call your newspaper?
The Tattletale.
Oh, sounds interesting. Sounds almost too interesting.
We're hoping that our first edition gets confiscated. Then we can print it secretly and charge twice as much.
The Tattletale sounds like it's going to be full of gossip.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Well, is it going to be?
I wouldn't be surprised. The kids hear a lot of things, you know.
Whose idea was it to make your newspaper a scandal sheet?
Well, Alvin's the circulation manager. He said that we could get rich if we could make three different people want to buy up the entire edition.
Uh-oh. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I think he's got something there.
Well, it sounds pretty interesting, Alexander. I guess all your little friends will be anxious to see the first edition.
Yeah. They want to see what we've written about their parents.
Yes. Their parents?
Oh, sure. All the gossip's going to be about the grown-ups.
Oh, dear.
Say, Mom.
Yes?
Can kids my age be thrown in jail by Mayor Snipes?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
Why?
We're thinking of demanding that the people kick Mayor Snipes out of office.
Oh, dear. Dagwood, finish your coffee. It's almost time for you to make the dash for the office.
Yeah. Okay, Mama. Hey, where's Alexander this morning, huh?
Well, the Tattletale went to press last night, and he and Alvin went out early this morning to sell their papers.
Oh, that's a fine thing. I'm the publisher, and they tell me nothing.
Oh, come on now, dear. Hurry up. I'll open the door.
Yeah, well, hey, have you got a copy of the Tattletale here?
No, they took them all with them. The door's open, dear.
Okay, honey, here I come. Hey, where's my hat? Where's my hat?
Right here. Goodbye, Dagwood.
Oh, yeah, goodbye, Blondie. I got to run now.
Hold it, Pop.
You were so low. Hey, I almost trampled you, Alexander. Hey, did you sell any of your newspapers?
Well,
huh?
I'll say we did. The whole edition. I even sold a copy to Mr. Dennis.
You did?
Gee, how he hated to let go of that nickel.
You'll have to put in something about Mr. Dithers sometime.
We've got something in about him this time.
Oh?
And wait till he reads it.
Yeah. Hey, that doesn't sound so good. You know, what did you say about him? Let me see a copy, Alexander.
Well, we haven't got a copy left, but it said, Where was what contractor whose initials are JCD last Thursday night, and how much did he lose? Answer tomorrow.
Yeah, answer tomorrow, huh? Holy smokes. Mr. Dithers sees that, he'll blow a fuse.
Dagwood?
Huh?
I thought you and Mr. Dithers went over to Sheridan City on business last night.
I better be getting to the office.
Were you playing poker?
I better be getting to the office. Well, goodbye, Blondie.
Dagwood?
You know, I gotta go. I'll be late. Goodbye!
Well, Mom, I've got my school books now. pull the door open for me.
All right, Alexander. So, it was a poker game. Alexander put me down for a regular subscription to Tattletale.
Okay, Mom. Tell your friends about it, too.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
My, he's certainly following in his father's footsteps. And almost as fast.
Come into my office.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Diddig.
See, I hope he hasn't read his copy of the Tattletale yet.
Oh, sit down, Dad, will you?
Yeah, oh, thanks.
Have you seen this newspaper the kids are putting out?
No, I haven't seen it as yet.
Alexander sold me a copy this morning. I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah, well, put it away and let's get down to business.
Yes, sir. Bumpkin!
Oh, excuse me.
To whom do you think you're talking?
To you. To you, Mr. Diddig.
Well, relax for a minute.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Sit down and rest your brain. You know, this looks like a great little paper.
Yeah, but it's just kid stuff, Mr. Diddig.
I like kid stuff. Listen to this. Local item. The Willoughbys have a new baby boy which will be named after their wealthy uncle. They hope he will leave all his money to the baby. At last, an honest newspaper.
Yeah, it sounds like they're overdoing it a little bit.
Here are some others.
Yeah.
Be sure to get the next edition of the Tattletale. Sensational stuff about Mayor Snipes.
Yeah.
I'll bet Snipes trembling in his shoes.
Yeah, he's got nothing on me. Yeah, I don't think we all...
Listen to this.
What?
Says, last week, Dagwood Bumstead took a bath. Ha!
That's an outrage.
Oh, so you didn't take a bath?
Certainly I did.
You could fool me. Oh, this is a great little paper. When Douglas Bumstead takes a bath, that's news.
Yeah, well, I see nothing funny about it.
Here's another.
Yeah.
Where was what contractor whose initials are J.C.? What is it?
Read the rest of it. It sounds very funny. Go ahead.
Where was what contractor whose initials are JCD last Thursday night?
Yeah.
And how much did he lose? Answer tomorrow. Good grief. How dare they print a thing like that? If that's a laugh, quit. What's so funny?
Say, aren't you sorry you didn't take a bath last week? Get off a little easier.
Who publishes this paper? I want to know his name.
The publisher. Well, I wouldn't bother about it, Mr. Diddig. I'll see you later.
Well, it's here somewhere. Here we are. Published by Dagwood Bumstead.
Bumstead! Now, Mr. Diddig, I can explain this. I'm just the honorary publisher. The editor tells me nothing.
Why, if Cora reads this, she'll know I didn't go to Sheridan City.
Well, maybe it was that time that you...
No! That was another time. Everything was going along fine until this muckraking little rag came out.
Yeah.
Now I'm a bum again. Well, we're going to have a talk with those editors as soon as they get home from school.
Sorry, Dagwood and Mr. Dithers, but you can't go upstairs and see them now.
Why not?
They're in conference.
In conference?
Who do they think they are?
The editors? The editors. They left word with me not to be disturbed.
Well, it's a fine state of affairs when I can't see my own son.
You'll see him all right as soon as he's ready to see you.
We'll take care of it for you, Mr. Wilcox. Just leave everything to us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Well, hello, Dagwood. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Dithers.
She says, hello, Harlow.
Oh, Blondie. Wait till you hear what they've got on Mr. Dithers.
Who, me? Good grief.
So long.
Blondie, we're going up and see those editors right now.
Now, just a minute. Alexander, do you want to see Mr. Dithers now?
Hey, Alvin, do we want to see your Mr. Debtors now?
Let him cool off a while.
I won't cool off. I demand to see you immediately.
And so did your pop.
Well, okay. Send him up, Mom. We'll see him.
You can go off now.
Well, thank you too much. Come on, Dagwood.
Okay, Mr. Diddish.
I knew you weren't the head of the house, but you're not even vice president.
Sometimes I get reduced right down to assistant office boy.
Step right in, Mr. Diddish.
Step in nothing, I'll stamp in.
Hiya, Pop.
Alexander, has anyone come around to horsewhip the editors yet?
Mm. Oh, sure.
But Mrs. Brumstead took the whip away from him.
Mm. Yeah. Nobody pulls any fast ones over in my mom.
Not even your pop.
Oh, you are so right.
Yeah.
Sit down on Alexander's bed, Mr. Diddles and Mr. Brumstead.
I prefer to stand.
Yeah, I do too.
This won't take much time. I just want to tell you kids that the next edition of the Tattletale will not appear.
Gee, where'd you hear that silly stuff?
I didn't hear it. I just made it up.
Say, Pop,
yeah?
Is that an order for Mr. Dithers?
Yep. Well, I guess it is.
I guess I'd better do what you do when Mr. Dithers tells you not to do something.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Just agree with him and then go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Diddish, you were talking to Alexander.
His name is Bumstead, too, isn't it?
I guess so. Yes,
Mr. Diddish, we can't stop printing the Tattletale just because you tell us to.
Well, if you don't, I'll sue you and the paper for libel. Libel's when you say something about a person that isn't true.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know. We're educated.
Mr. Diddish, you did go to a poker game, didn't you?
Well, yes.
And you lost $8.45 because you kept trying to draw to an inside straight. Whatever that is.
And you told Mrs. Dithers that you were going to Sheridan City that night on business, didn't you?
Well, yes.
Boy, what a fibber you are.
Now, stop trying to intimidate me.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's a good thing they don't know about that pinup girl.
You keep out of it.
You see, Mr. Dithers, we didn't say anything about you that wasn't true.
Yeah, then now, just a second, Alexander and Alvin. I don't think you ought to print things like that at all. No one's really interested in them.
Well, we sold off the whole entire edition, Pop.
Yeah.
And the next edition is going to be even bigger and better.
Oh, no, not that.
We're going to expose Mayor Snyder
and the police department.
Wait just a minute. You caved in our whole city government. You can't print that paper, Alexander.
Pop, you promised not to interfere.
Yeah,
besides,
I know.
Besides, the Tattletale is a fearless newspaper.
Oh, oh.
And if you try to force us out, we'll write an editorial about freedom of the press.
Yeah, that always gets them.
Our motto is all the news so you're fit to be tied.
Huh? But, boys, how about me? Suppose you just forget about me, huh? And I'll take an ad in the title page.
That would be swell, Mr. Diggers.
Oh, fine, Alvin. Okay, Alexander?
Well, sure. We'd be glad to have you, Ann.
Well, that's really...
But I won't keep your name out of the paper.
I cancel the ad.
Well, Mr. Diggers, I'm afraid we can't give you any more of our time.
Huh?
If you have any more complaints, just write us a letter.
Yeah, and they'll file it in the waste paper basket.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Diggers, in the Saturday issue of the Tattletale that comes out tomorrow morning, we're going to tell where you were 2 weeks ago Monday.
Oh, no, boys. Ah, please.
Well, don't forget to get your copy tomorrow, Mr. Diddish.
And if you want to buy up all the copies in your neighborhood, that's all right with us. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Dagwood, this is awful.
Yeah. We've got those little reporters everywhere, too.
Tonight I'm going to look under my bed.
Mr. Diddish, where were you 2 weeks ago on Monday, huh?
That's the awful thing. I can't remember. But it must be embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, by tomorrow you'll know.
Yes, but so will the rest of the town, including my wife.
the first morning Mr. Dittard has been so late to the office. I wonder... here he is.
Good morning, Pumpkin.
Well, good morning.
Well, I managed to buy up 40 copies of the Tattletale this morning. That'll squelch that story about me.
You must have got up pretty early. When I left this morning, they were going into the third home edition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they were thinking of running off a few four-star finals.
Good grief, they can print them faster than I can buy them.
Well, what did it say about you, huh?
I haven't looked yet. I was too busy buying papers. That Alvin Fuddle tried to raise the price to a dime a copy for me.
And no kidding?
Yes. He got it, too. Mm. Well, let's see what it says.
Hey, what's this about Mayor Snipe?
Uh-oh. It says that Tattletale has evidence that Mayor Snipe forced city employees to Harvey C.'s Victory Garden.
Yeah.
Taxpayers revolt.
Whoa. That means trouble.
Now, listen to this.
Yeah.
The police missed a burglar the other day because they went ahead and finished their pinochle game. We demand an investigation.
Oh, my. The next thing you'll be suggesting is we impeach the governor.
Look at the way they spell pinochle.
How do they spell it? How do you spell pinochle, huh?
Why, P-E-N, P-N, uncle, what's the difference?
J.C., there's something here about you.
Oh, yeah, but this is it.
Well,
where was J.C. Dithers, the contractor, 2 weeks ago last Monday?
Yeah.
See answer on page 4. That must have been when I was measuring those bathing beauties.
Yeah. Here's the answer. He was having dinner with Mrs. Dithers and Mr. and Mrs. Bumpstead.
Why, that's right. I was.
And you thought that...
Never mind what I thought. I've been swindled.
Oh, dear. The phone's been ringing or there's been someone pounding at the door all morning. That's enough of that.
Mrs. Bumpstead, I demand to see...
Now, just a minute. You can't all come in here. You can come in there, Snipes.
Thank you.
Hey, Snipes, can I come in, too?
No, you can't come... Oh, it's you, Dagwood. Yes. Just come in.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Now then, Mayor Snipes.
Mrs. Bumpstead, never in all my years of public service, years in which I've given my best to the community, ever striving to make our fair city a model of good government, years in which I worked unfailingly, untiringly for the common cause.
Come on, Mayor Snipes, get to the burb.
Oh, yeah. Never have I been exposed to such a low, mean, dastardly attack. Where are the editors?
They're under the bed. They're hiding.
I'd like to give them a good hiding myself.
You would, huh? Well, you'd have to do it over the bodies of 2 dead Bumpsteads.
That's right, Dagwood.
Yeah.
But did you see this newspaper? I quote, "The Tattletale has evidence that Mayor Snipe forced city employees to harvest his victory garden." Taxpayers revolt. How dare they publish a thing like that? How dare they?
Probably because they saw the city employees with their own eyes, just as I did.
Yeah, and I stopped and took a look at them myself on the way home, and I'm in favor of revolting.
You are revolting.
Yeah.
Mayor Snipe, I think you'd just better forget about the whole thing and send those city employees back to your office.
But Mrs. Bumpstead, never in all my years of public service, years in which I have given my best to the community, ever striving...
Yes, we know, Mayor Snipe.
Yeah, we hear that baloney every time there's an election, but you're still guilty.
But Bumpstead, in the years that I have been mayor of
this
town...
but how about the time that I saw you out dynamiting fish, huh? How about that?
I'll say no more about this childish prank. But when you talk to those 2 editors, Ask him to lay off of me, will you, please?
Goodbye, Mayor Snipe.
Goodbye, Snipey.
Goodbye.
And you might tell those other people out there who want to see the editors, the chief of police, the truant officer, the board of education, and the principal of the school, that they'd better go home and mend their ways.
Well, I'll do my best.
Thank you. Oh, dear. What a morning it's been.
Yeah.
Well, let's go upstairs and see Stop the Press's Bumstead and Front Page Fuddle.
Yeah, Blondie, if they keep this sort of stuff up, we're all going to be ridden out of town on a rail.
I imagine that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they're in Alexander's room. Alexander? Alvin?
Come on out from under the bed. We want to have a little talk with you about your newspaper work.
We'd rather not discuss it. Has everyone gone? I've been praying.
Well, they're leaving.
See, I didn't know that editors lived such a dog's life.
Now, young man, about that newspaper.
Oh, we're giving that up, Mrs. Bumstead.
Oh.
We decided it would give us hardening of the arteries.
Yeah.
And nervous breakdowns.
And we wouldn't want anything to interfere with our schoolwork.
No, of course not.
Yeah, we're going to give up the newspaper business and take up something quiet and restful. Like inventing high explosives.
Oh.
Blondie Show was rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Special service after show.